Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnock. So the episode 50 live stream has come and gone, and it was amazing. I just want to thank you to all my special guests. We were streaming live on Facebook in the Facebook group for Passion Behind the Art from 12 noon to 9:30 at night. We had such a good time. Laughs, live musical performances, just a good time. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. I want to give a shout out to Inch by Inch, Bob Ewing, Drew Hill. We were able to give away something from Inch by Inch. I want to give a shout out to Kyle Courtwright from Logo Wave. He gave out something from Logo Wave. I want to give a shout out to Lisa Quine. We were able to give out something from her shop. And Scotty Russell, who from Perspective Collective, we were able to give away something from his shop also. Just thank you to everyone who just came and participated and laughed with us and just enjoyed a great time. We were able to share some practical and clear and actionable advice and knowledge. The focus of the live stream was building relationships and some step-by-step practical things you can do, you can start doing the minute you leave the live stream. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks again. Episode 50, it's just the beginning. Oh my gosh, it's just the beginning. Epic dude, Scott Fuller's coming on. My brother!
Oh man. Hey man, how you doing?
How's it going, buddy?
It's going. So what's up, man? This has been a...
What's up?
This has been a while.
I know. How you been?
I've been, man. Things good. Hey, Stuart, how's it going, buddy? It's been a good day so far. Very, very productive. Got signed off on 3 projects. Finished them up. And payments and files sent off and everything like that. So I was pretty excited about that. I'm working on a couple of cool things right now. And just enjoying it, man. This is kind of cool. I mean, we did our thing. What was it, like October or something?
Mm-hmm.
Of last year?
When you were on the podcast?
Yeah.
It was, I'll tell you exactly right now. I think it was October.
Yeah, because it was a couple of weeks after. I did my talk.
Yeah, October. October 31st. October 31st. Literally on Halloween.
I think I was. My episode number 32. I think.
Yep, that is correct.
I remember that because that's my age, right? So.
Oh yeah, cool. That's right.
Very cool. Oh man, well, this is good.
Go ahead.
No, man, it's just good. It's just good to be back on. Good to see you're still keeping this thing up and keeping it going. It's a harder thing than people realize to keep this thing up. And the reason I know that is, or maybe I can say that, is because I've never done it at all. So, you know, I'm working on that. I've got my little Thursday things that I got back to, which has been a lot of fun. Especially awesome. When folks know that they're coming. Mm-hmm. But this has been cool, man. Okay, so 50th episode?
All of these different streams will be compiled into the 50th episode.
Yeah, because like, I never go on Facebook, right? I rarely get on here. So I get on, and all of a sudden, it's like, he was live, like 50 times today. I think I'm guessing for like 47, I think. So it was right, 50th show, 50 guests, right?
No.
Golden opportunity there, son.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, like,
these auto notifications, it kind of helps. It's the rule of seven, man. It's the rule of seven. Eventually, okay. Someone will join in. But to be honest, it's funny you said that, like, you haven't really been on Facebook. Like the technical difficulty earlier on was immense. Like, you came in at a good point. Like, we got it down pat now.
Yeah, I'm like 2.0. It's like there's a few bugs, but not as many. You know, so it's kind of cool.
Oh my gosh. That is the...
So y'all were at Windows Vista this morning. I came in at XP. So, there we go.
Dude, it's always great talking to you. So, the overarching thing is two things. One is relationships, and two, practical steps in just like if someone is watching this, some practical things for them to start doing. But let's start with the relationships. Like, talk a little bit about like being intentional in building relationships. How did that help you?
It's kind of funny because it's like when I'm building relationships with this type of stuff, it's never about I'm building relationship to get your business or to get your money, right? I'm not doing that. I mean, granted, I did a lot of cold calling and stuff, and I still do that, you know, to this day. But it's never been about, you know, what can I get out of this thing? I want to get to know you, right? You're doing some cool stuff, but people, we have to remember is people have a life outside of this, right? For me, I play table tennis, man, a couple days a week, go bonkers, you know, that's my workout, that's my thing. Some people, more people know that about me than they did. You know, a lot of people don't know I was a AAU silver medalist, a two-time silver medalist back in like 04. So it was like 14, almost 15 years ago now. It was like half my life ago.
Right.
Not a lot of folks know that. Or, you know, stuff that I like to do outside of work, you know, with my kid and going to Legoland. And, you know, we're going up to the mountains this weekend for the first time. Like, this is great. You know, just a little mid, you know, like right into like winter becoming spring kind of a thing. We're getting to do that. It's the first time we've ever had a chance to do that. And design made that possible, which is cool. You know, and that's I get awesome. Up on rabbit trails. Don't worry, I'm coming back around. There's a fork and signs and stuff up ahead. And it's, you know, what we do, it's about people, you know. And I think that's lost sometimes because we get in these funks where, you know, oh, the client wouldn't let us do this, and the client wouldn't let us do that, and this would be so great without those darn clients, you know. And I'm sick of that. I'm sick and tired of hearing that because they're people just like you, just like me. They have feelings. They have ideas. They're coming to you to do something that they themselves cannot do. However, when it's, you know, relates to this particular thing, you can't do what you're supposed to do without them. So remember that when you start to get into that funk and into that mindset and just get rid of it. But as far as building those relationships, man, it's just, they're people, man. When you see me at Creative South in a month, you know, folks are going to come up and they're going to ask me about the work that I did. Fine. I'm going to seek out John Catino, who hates conferences, but is an amazing guy. I haven't seen him in 5 years, face-to-face. Like, we talk all the time, but I've not seen him face-to-face in 5 years. I'm going to hang out with that rascal, you know? And we're not going to talk about design. We're going to talk about baseball. I want to sit down.
Sounds good.
Face-to-face with this guy, and I want to talk baseball, man. I am not a Yankees fan. He, of course, is a diehard Yankees fan. I'm a Braves guy. You know, so I still owe him for those two or three times they whooped us back in the back in the 90s. Well, granted, we screwed that up, but they took advantage. But anyway, it's so cool. You know, he's got this really cool style and this really cool way of looking at things. That's what I want to talk to him about, man. I want to talk baseball with this kid. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, right. I want to eat barbecue with Mike. I want to take one of those weird swirly selfie things with, you know, Scotty Russell and Brian Manley. You know, knowing Scotty, he will be seeing that way. But, you know, that's another story. That that's what I want to do, man. I want to build relationships with people. You know, that whole come as friends, leave as family thing. And this is not one big advertisement for Creative South, though you should go. But there's some truth to that. You know, I get a lot of work just by being, what I tell students and even professionals or whatnot, is just being available. I'm just around. And, you know, you never know what'll happen. What was the question again?
I think you've answered it, building relationships. And
I think I answered about five questions. So I think we're done now.
Yo, that is, for those who don't know Scott Fuller, that is Scott Fuller in its fullest. Like, this guy, like, he has so much to share, man. But it's funny you said it, like, just being authentic about it. And I think the main message I'm getting from you is that
they're not... I mean, people come to you for a style, maybe, especially when it comes in terms of illustration. But I've got people all over the place coming to me, you know, because there's a simple, straightforward bit to what I do, not necessarily a style, because I'm switching up a whole bunch of stuff. A lot's changed with me in the last couple of years. A lot of different things that maybe I wouldn't have felt comfortable with, you know, even a year or two ago. And now it's just kind of coming out, and I like that.
Right.
But you know,
I think
what was the question again?
If you asked that,
I think I did I ask the question? This is like that episode in The Office where Dwight found a joint in the parking lot, and then he started questioning Jim, and then Jim like turned it on him, and he was like, no. You said I would possibly want to interview you. Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke? It's one of my favorite scenes in the entire 9 seasons of that show. I love that whole thing.
Oh my gosh, you know? Man! I love it, man. Like, we've been, trust me, from 12 p.m. this morning, 12 noon. We've been real. We've been unrehearsed. We've just been all natural from the jump. So
that's my life.
Don't worry about it.
That's my life.
Don't worry about it.
I gotta be unnatural and real. And oh, that's the point I was trying to make. So, shut up. I'm trying to think. This is your podcast. I'm telling you, shut up. What is it? You know, hold on. Okay. And we're back. So, there's nothing wrong, really, with putting some of yourself into this, and I'm trying to keep a straight face here. You're not making it easy. So there really is nothing wrong with you putting yourself into this. My buddy Steve West, who just jumped on, man, you can see him in every single ring and piece of jewelry this guy makes, man. You can tell it came from him, you know, from his hands, and you can tell that. And for me, I think that's really cool. And I like now that, you know, people can see a piece of design and they might think, you know, oh, you did this, which is cool, because every piece that they told me that about is actually a piece that I wish I had done, right? So it's a good design. So thankfully people are associating me with that and I enjoy that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with, like, putting some of yourself into there, man. I had my buddy Johnny Gwynn a couple of years ago called me a Southern modernist, which sounds pretty lofty, but it's kind of true. You know, that's kind of the way I look at design, and then I'm a good Southern boy. So, and I kind of mesh those two together, and I enjoy that. You know,
that's cool, man. I mean, it's funny that you bring up sports, because, like, I was telling earlier in the podcast that
oh, my sister's on here. Hey, Sharon. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, you good? That being on sports, loving sports is just as much a part of me as everything else I do, which is design. I love
sports. So what are you? Football, baseball, basketball,
ice hockey? All three.
All three.
And then some. So for baseball, I'm a Mets fan. So you know
you're
we're not friends. You heard me.
You said Mets?
Yes. So you know that, like...
This has been the 50th episode of this podcast. I thank you all for tuning in. Oh, God. We have whooped you. Man, the Chipper Jones era, though, I felt okay with anybody being a Mets fan. I kind of pitied him a little bit. So, you know, I get that. You can have a little bit of your time in the sun. We'll let you have that. Next year will be different.
And actually, no, it won't, but you may think that it won't.
You know, we're going to go to a game this year, you and I. And we're going to get them when they're in town. It'll be me and you and TJ. Right, or maybe Brian Manley would get all of us together. You ever go to a game? A couple of Mets fans, a couple of Braves fans, and
let's do it.
Yeah, we're gonna make this thing happen. And if you're a good Atlanta fan, you remember from about about 40 years ago. Remember this guy? The hockey team, Atlanta, the old Flames, man.
The Flames logo.
Oh yeah, that was some good fun right there.
All right,
so what was the question?
Let's jump back on the, into character. Let's jump back into character, Scott. Some practical things, right? Because not everyone that's going to watch this or listen to this is a designer, but some practical things that they can leave with to go do, to start doing their thing, growing whatever that thing is, some practical things that they can do.
Mm-hmm. So it's just something practical that anybody can take away.
Like specific. Okay, I'm going to go do this, that, and that.
Especially if you're making things. First of all, if you want to get to a certain point, there's no excuse on not putting in the work. There's not. I have been through some nasty stuff in my life. My whole family has, but I run this. Next week will be 3 years that I've been running this completely full time. My wife is a stay-at-home mom who runs an awesome shop on Etsy. You know, she's got a lot on her plate, but she's still able to make it happen. If you want to get to that point, you're gonna have to put in the time. There is no excuse for that, and there's no way around it. That's the truth. And then when it comes to just making, you know, if something that you're in where you're making things, it's a daily thing. It's a daily task. It's not a hustle to get to this point or that point. I'm not a fan of that. This idea of just rise and grind. You know, I'm up in the morning, and I'm getting it. I'm at work. I'm up in the morning. 6:30, 6:45 ish. I'm up into the studio. You know, and when I get done here, I'll be here for a little longer. You know, I've got stuff that I have to get done. It takes the time, you know, to do that. But in the end, you know, remember the things that are important, because, you know, my family, you know, this is great that I get to do all this type of stuff. But if I don't take the time and spend that with them, then what is this all for? You know, so much of this stuff I'm doing for them. And why wouldn't I want to share in their life, you know? And I'll be the first one to admit I haven't been the greatest about that from time to time, just because I get so focused on something that I love doing. But, you know, in the end, you know, they're what makes all this stuff possible. So, you know, and, you know, I'm married to a lovely woman. It'll be 10 years this year. Got an awesome 6-year-old little boy, man. We're going to have so much fun up in the mountains this weekend. It's going to be great. And if y'all want to get in touch with me, y'all better do it before Friday, because I am out of pocket starting Friday at 12:01 in the morning.
Where are you guys heading?
We're going up to North Georgia Mountains up in Clayton, Georgia. Cabin up there in the Black Rock Mountains. Got it for a couple of days, the whole thing, which would be fun. I've got a couple of buddies in town that own a store called Wonder North Georgia there in downtown Clayton. Mm. They're setting up a bunch of stuff for us to do. We're going to go see their store, maybe talk a little business. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Who knows?
But it's going to be fun, you know. But really, that's it. You know, I'm going to keep it fun. Enjoy my time with my family. I'm going to relax a little bit. I'm going to come into Creative South for the first time, and I'm going to be rested. Rested, man. That's going to be so much fun. You guys might get to see a side of me y'all never did, which is one that's actually awake. But
that's awesome. Literally, there's been so much Creative South plugs, like unintentional. Like everyone has plugged Creative South.
Mike does a good job, man. I mean, like he started doing a little Instagram live at least once a day. I jumped on there with him today, man. And I was telling everybody. Yeah, you know what? I was telling everyone, I want to meet y'all, you know, in 3 weeks or whatnot. I want to meet all you guys and say hey and, you know, have dinner, you know. And then we'll go from there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I'm not doing a workshop or a talk or a vendor or anything like that. I'll have some stuff with me, of course. That's me. But I'm just going to go there and just enjoy and just kind of see everybody. It'll be good times. So,
well, Scott, I
what was the question? What was the question again?
Man, stop doing that.
I'm just kidding.
I appreciate you stopping by, brother.
Man, and congrats, big time. 50 is no joke, man. That it really is no joke. I'm proud of you. It's good to know you. And you know, we're gonna have some fun here in the next month or so. And this has been cool. I never really take this for granted when I get an opportunity to come on and talk about this type of stuff. Yes, I do have hair up here. This is not my forehead is not attached to my hat. Less hair than I did, but it's there. You know, it's been cool. It's been cool. Especially that, remember Canyons? That night after Mike's talk? That was one of the greatest meals I've ever had over a burger and tater tots, man. That was so freaking funny. It was so good. Anyway, I know you have other interviews and whatnot. Or am I it?
No, you're not. No.
Who's next?
I got an author. I don't think you know him. I got an author coming up.
What's his name?
Dr. Cecil Wright.
Okay. Y'all stay tuned for Dr. Cecil Wright, who is apparently a very famous author. He's written a great article or book or blog or all three. I'm going to stay tuned. I think y'all should as well. And support this man's podcast. He's got some good stuff going. He's got a good heart, good head on his shoulders, and I can't wait to see what he does leading up to episode 150.
Woo!
No pressure.
Appreciate that, man. Love you, man.
How are you going to get 150 people on in one day? That's going to be fun. You made it 50, but, man, it's going to be like a little 15-second Instagram, like Instagram story clips. Everybody send me 15 seconds of something and then just kind of, is there a limit to that? Anyway. All right. I see.
All right, dude.
I know. I got to get out. You got places to be and whatnot. And I forgot the question again. So I'm just going to go. Thanks you so much for having me on, man. And best of luck. And I will I'll see you. If we don't get a bite together before Creative South, I will see you there.
All right, man. Blessings.
See y'all.
Well, y'all, that was Scott Fuller. Like, this dude is amazing, man. He will keep you going. Person that's coming up is Cecil Wright. He's a leader of young men, leader of men, period. This dude has impacted so many male. So much men. He's impacted their lives. And I just want to get him on. He's a leader of men. And that's his thing. Just leading men. I mean, of course, he's led women too. But it all started with just leading men. And it's just a great dude to have on for the podcast. And for me to share this with someone I know for years, long time. I knew him before I even got married, and I've been married for 11 years. It's going to be 11 years this year. 10 years, we just celebrated 10 years last year. So it's going to be 11 years in August. So that's how long I knew. Diesel, what's up?
Aaron, there you go, bro. What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Excellent, man. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you on.
Man, you
know, I was just giving everybody an express version of who you are, that you are a builder of men.
Well, I mean, that's very well said. I'm not sure if I can live up to all that. What's going on, brother? You all right?
I'm doing great, man. I'm glad you could join me with this, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for doing this, man. This is good stuff. I was in and out of work, doing work stuff all day. And so I'm definitely going to go back and watch all the other videos you have on. But this is great stuff, man. This is good work.
I appreciate it, man. I'm trying. I guess we're going to see. We're going to see. But let's just jump right into it. The two overarching things that we've been focusing on is relationships and some practical things that people can do that they can take from and start doing right there and then. So let's kick it off with the relationships. Like, kind of tell us a little bit about how much relationships influenced you and how important that is.
Well, it's super important for me. I think throughout my life, I've had several various people in my lives that have helped me in my life, have helped me to really stay focused and step me in many regards, you know, whether it's going from my spiritual walk or to my professional career. I think relationships are a key component. When I look back into a relationship, I could even remember, you know, growing up back in Jamaica in my younger days and having people who were either older than you, as young men growing up, who would keep you straight, right? And you also had mothers in the church that would keep you straight. And you even have the guys on the corner, man, who are evil. You know, they could be, you know, they could be the gangsters, but, you know, in some regards, they keep you straight. So I think relationship across the board is important. If you think about the formative age, you know, between, you know, young kids coming up to 12 years old, many lives are shaped around relationships, whether they're a single mother, whether they have single mothers, or they grow up in a nuclear family. The relationship that people have with growing up, you know, really helped to shape. I can say I grew up around a lot of women in my household. You know, like in Jamaica, there's a bunch of like aunts, you know, aunts and sisters and cousins. And I think for a time, man, I was like a sis, you know, I was one of those guys who in Jamaica call, you know, afraid of a bug. I was afraid of every little thing growing up because there's some of the women around me. And but then I remember when my uncle got in the picture. I went, when he got in the picture, man, it's like, you know, it's like, boy, go be outside. You know, you have to go be outside in the cold water. So you get some rough up growing up when you come to your uncle. And then you start go, you know, primary school, and then the bigger boy them start body up, and then you go to high school and you get ragged in high school. And then all of a sudden you realize, no, if you don't start a form relationship or relationships in life, you could be picked on forever. So at a very early age, I realized that I need to have people in all walks of life. So I remember my first relationship test came when I was at Stets. And I was Deputy Head Boy, and I hope there's no Stetsonian on the phone listening to this interview, because I did some radical thing when I was Deputy Head Boy at Stets. One of the things I did, there's a few guys at a time who I could manage, and I knew that one of the baddest boy at Stets come from Tivoli. I won't call his name. He's been a cricketer with me at Stets. And I said to him, listen, man, these kids, you know, these other boys are giving me a hard time, you know, and everyone's afraid of you. So if you just go and bat them up and I show up on the scene and just go on like I'm the good guy, then, you know, that made me a superstar. It worked. So soon in my life, I realized that you have to have people in different walks of life. So in my relationships right now, I have about three or four people that's very, very close to me. One is my best friend from Jamaica for many, many years. His name is Richard Hines. We call him Rich. One of my best friend here in New York called Sherman Brown. And my other, you know, and my other key components in friendship, one is my pastor and some local men at my church. And one of the things I found in life is that all of those people in my life serve a very particular purpose in my life in terms of men in my life. And they're people who I go to sometimes when I have issues that I'm afraid to address, right? I remember a couple nights ago, I'm in my office, and for about 2 hours, I sat there, my best friend Sherman, and we just talked about a lot of things in life that I probably would not have spoken openly to other people about, right? And but that relationships, you know, that relationship, that poly relationship itself is a really candid one where if I'm off track, if I'm off track, you can say, boss, that's not working. You know, you can't do that. You know, that's not the right thing to do. So I think you need those relationships. And then, you know, there are some relationships I have that are super important to me. Obviously, my wife, because she happens to bear the brunt of everything, good and bad, along the way. And she has been there, you know, with me from day one, through thick and thin. And, you know, so, you know, the pillow talk really work. You know, we pray together and we minister together in many levels. So that's important. And I would think the other relationship I had is my mom. You know, my mother has always been a very quiet, solid woman. And has just been a super example. You know, she has given her all for my brother and I. But she is sort of person who's always looking out for me, praying for me. And at the same time, when things are not going well, I could always go to mommy and say, you know what, mommy, what do you think? Not to get her so much her approval, but to get her opinion. Because a lot of times what happens is this, when we have relationships, we tend to use those for approval rather than opinions. You know, all of my relationships are built out of my wife or built around giving me your opinion about things that I might not be sure about. And then I have to then cipher through that information I receive to make the right decision, right? Because relationships are not to dictate how you live your life. It is to give you some kind of guidance and to help you to make decisions that are not normally easily made, but at the same time, give you some constraints, some ideas, some thoughts, or some other ways that you never think about before, before you move forward. But it's key, man. It's every strong person I've known in life have always made sure they have multiple relationships. I remember speaking to someone a couple months ago, and I was sharing with them that I believe that every single person should make sure they have three types of key relationships, right? And I said, one is like a three-legged stool. You must have a spiritual relationship with God, because at the end of mankind and end of our journey, end of our lives, the only thing that really matters is the relationship you have with God, right? So you need that. And doesn't matter how things are going, you need a moment when you can just, whether it's get away from the family or get away from, you know, or from the outside world. And because when you sit down and have a one-on-one talk with God, and I talk to him and I have some tough conversations sometimes. You don't normally answer me back, and sometimes I want to talk to myself. But you have to have those conversations with him and talk to him like a person and have the confidence also that he's going to respond to you in his own time, you know. I get impatient sometimes when the man don't answer me back right away and fax the thing down from heaven quickly. But, you know, that's how it go. You have to just kind of have that relationship with God all the time. So that's a spiritual one. The other thing I believe you need to have in terms of relationship for me is really that person in your corner. And I talk about my wife a lot when it comes to this, who always going to have your back. So that social, emotional relationship with someone who's going to have your back, who don't love you for what you have, where you're going, or even where you're coming from, but love you for who you are. I think it's Gandhi who said mankind is the only creature that never truly lives, because mankind always worried so much about what they have been through, where they're going, so they never really spend time in the moment. But as you go through life, you have to have that relationship with someone who can always just definitely be there for you. And the other one you also have to have is a professional relationship. You know, your lives and your accomplishment is never an individual thing. You know, it's always going to be a group of people around you who help to support you professionally. I heard a good example in terms of relationship a couple of days ago. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was talking about relationship like a hot balloon. If you ever been in one of those hot air balloon that goes up in the sky, if you think about it, it only takes up three people, you know, and max. Only three people get to go up in the sky and see that great view in that hot air balloon while they're up there. But in order for the hot air balloon to get up in the sky, there's about 20 people on the ground navigating the balloon. So it teach me a lesson that in order for us to fly, and we have to have relationships so that you have 20, 30 people who's pushing you all the time to get you where you need to go. And when you're up there looking over that great view, when you're looking at that magnificent view and seeing, you know, tall buildings and beautiful lakes and plain from, you know, from 100 or 200 feet up in the sky, you didn't get there by yourself. You get there because of the relationship you have with those 20 people on the ground who's navigating that balloon and promoting you for you to be successful. And in hindsight, you have to go back and remember that the balloon don't stay forever, you know. The balloon come back down. And when the balloon come back to the ground, it's a different time for 300 people to jump in that balloon. And then that hatchet balloon goes back up. And then, you're on the ground now. And it's your time to navigate. So in life, you want to have that mentality and build a relationship. So when the people you're surrounding yourself with from time to time, that those people can always understand that even though you're flying now and they're on the ground, there is coming a time when they would fly and you'll be on the ground. And if you can understand that in your relationships and know that, support each other, you know, and work with each other, then guess what? All will be well one day, man, you know? So, my little quick insight and relationship.
Dude, we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to talk now some practical steps people can leave and practices that they can leave in doing. We got about 7 minutes before the next person comes on.
So, your practical step on what particle, Darren?
All right, so... This is for people that, at the end of the day, the goal for this is for someone to leave this and want to go do something, build something, grow on something that they've already built. So practical steps in what you can do.
Well, the first thing, practical step everyone should take is that never work hard for a company that you work on yourself. Never you work hard for a company than you work for yourself. So, you know, if you are insistent in growing your own business, and keep in mind, the way of this great country is for us to have that entrepreneurial spirit. We got to have the entrepreneurial spirit. We have to have that drive, that passion. But you can't work hard for a company that you're willing to work harder for yourself. You can't be late. You can't decide to go to work every single day, but you end up being late on your own project, right? So one of the things in life, very, very practical, is that set some timelines. You know, I have always said, always put yourself in a position where you can do what you want to do at your own pace, but you gotta have some benchmarks. So for instance, you know, I've written one book. My partner and I said, okay, by September, he's written his second book, Sherman. By September, another book is coming out. In order for that to happen, we got days where we finish our 9-to-5 jobs, right? And we make sure we get into one location twice a week, every single day, because we got to make sure we're working on the next project, right? So in terms of practicality, you always want to be very, very specific, be very, very clear about what you want to accomplish and set small milestones. The other thing for me also in terms of just practical stuff, I love to tell people what I'm going to do. I just told you just now that I'm going to have a book out in September. I'm telling you because I know you, Darren. You're going to end up calling me down the road and say, Cecil, welcome to the book, right? So one of the big things I like to do is to share with people very, very specific and say to them, I am going to do this, and I love to say what I'm going to do it. Because the more I put it out there, the more I confess it with my lips and put it out there, it always in a position where I'm in a better situation to accomplish those things. You know what I'm saying? So tell people what you're gonna do, work at it. And you know, my last big tip when it comes to really staying on track and accomplish your goal is you don't move. If you rent a hotel room, you don't redecorate the hotel room, right? You don't go in there and move the furniture. You don't take the curtains. You don't turn around the bed. You don't install new carpet, right? Okay, you're not there to stay. So a lot of times with people is that they go places and they have things that they're doing. They know that where they are is temporary, but it's all put up permanent monuments. Never you put up anything that's permanent if you decide to be temporary, right? So in terms of accomplishing your goal, and I say this, you know, if you're working a 9-to-5 or you're working, if you're on your career path and you're settled with that, go for it. But if you're not settled in your career path and you're just doing something to get you by, you know, don't bring the headaches in trying to go there and put up family pictures and, you know, ask them to change the carpet for you and invest more time in trying to get things done, right? Where you know it's a temporary spot, right? So I've always made sure that I understand where I'm at and know that life's a journey. And the great thing about this journey is that we all write our own story. And there's no point where this race finishes. This race continues. We're all a part of this journey. And if you can continue to know that every step you take, you're part of a journey. There's people who come behind you who need to see the legacy. I've always said this. If you can't leave a legacy for the next generation will surely perish. And I say, like what you're doing right now, Peter, you understand what you're doing at this particular moment right now is in history. Your kids will see. Your kids' kids will see these interviews. They will be there to see what you have done. You're leaving a legacy. So I've always said, in terms of accomplishment, always think about what I'm doing. Am I doing it to leave a legacy? How would I remember how my own kids view me 10, 15, 20 years from now? Have I done enough? Or I sat back and allowed life to go by. So, you know, I've always lived my life with those principles and wake up every single day giving thanks and knowing that life is short. Life is temporary, but I can't control the length of my life, but I can surely control the quality of my life. Because the quality, you know, what we do, what we eat and exercise don't determine length, how long we live. You know, we will pass away. But I think in the book of Ecclesiastics, verse chapter 9 and verse 10, it says, whatever we find to do with our hands, we should do it with all our might. Because neither knowledge, nor wisdom, nor work we take to the grave where thou goest. So if I know that I'm going to this place and I can have all these resources and all these great things I could do and I have no need for them where I go, then I'm going to make sure while I'm here, I'm going to do it all my might. You know, so it's a simple lifestyle, and that's how I kind of try to live it, you know?
Hey, we're going to have a special segment for you, man. As I tell everybody, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Absolutely, man. You're doing a great job, man. Listen, this is I come home from work this evening, man, to sit at myself, man, just to talk to you, brother.
I appreciate just it, to my talk brother. To you, I man. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. Well, man, I'm gonna let you go, but you know, Cecil, we definitely keep in touch. Thanks again for sharing like some awesome insight, man.
All right, thank you, brother. We catch up, man. You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
I'll be watching the next guest coming on right now. I'm home.
All right. Awesome.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
This guy's a great guy. He's good.
You got to hang up. I can't hang up. You got to hang up.
How do I?
All right, like, as you can see, like, this guy, like, he has so much to share, man. Like, solid dude, so much to share. I cannot control the length of my life, but I can control the quality. He has so much to share, so definitely I'm going to do something specific with him in the future, and just, so this is what this is going to be, and I'm excited. Man. That's why I said relationships, man. It's important to get yourself around the right set of people. And it's all about how they think. Not so much what they have, what they can offer you. It's all about how they think. Like, just hearing him talk, every time I talk to him, every time I've talked to every person that I've had so far on this podcast, or I've had today on this live stream, like, they've caused me to want to elevate myself. They've caused me to want to elevate my thinking. They've caused me to eliminate the fear that I'm struggling with and just go for it. And that's the type of people you want to surround yourself with.
I want to say thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at DP Creates on Instagram or Twitter. And please leave me a review on iTunes, because that helps the podcast to grow. Thanks again. Be blessed.